What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
8:16. Now, I remember years ago I learned an expression I'd never heard before. I slept hard last night. And it's like, what does that mean? Slept hard. It means they slept well. Well, more than one in three American adults do not sleep hard or well. They don't get enough sleep. Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, our friend, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, joins us to talk about why that's a problem. Plus, he has some tips for us for a better night's rest. How'd you sleep last night, Dr. B?
Hey, Tommy. I actually did pretty good last night.
Had you heard the expression, I slept hard before or not?
I have. Yeah, definitely. I hear it all the time.
Really? Okay, so how much sleep do we need?
Yeah, you need a lot more than most people are getting, actually. The CDC actually recommends that adults are supposed to get between about 7 and 9 hours of sleep per night. Mm. And it's that range because sleep needs they're going to vary person to person, you know, depending on who you are. Some people may need a little bit more. Some people may be a little bit less to wake up and really feel refreshed. And then keep in mind that as you age, your sleep needs may change a little bit as well.
How do we know if we're getting enough sleep?
Yeah, really that high quality or hard sleep, like you were saying, should give you the full benefits of that 7 to 9 hours. If you're sleeping really well and for long enough, you should wake up in the morning and feel really rested and restored and actually a little bit energized. And, you know, the contrary would be if you wake up feeling really tired or foggy, even if you think you got a full night's rest, you might not be getting really good quality sleep. It may be lower quality sleep. And some things to watch for, you know, if you have difficulty staying awake during the day, that's something to be really concerned about. A lot of people may have problems concentrating or remembering things or even having conversations first thing in the morning. And then some people actually may have trouble controlling their emotions, you know, kind of like a toddler when they get too tired.
What causes poor sleep, doctor?
Yeah, I mean, it can be related to a lot of things, but sleep habits are really, really critical. You know, some of the things we do actually cause poor sleep. So if you're drinking a lot of caffeine right before bed, obviously that's going to not set you up for a really good night's sleep. It's going to keep you awake. And then some people, it may be related to things like stress and anxiety. So you're trying to go to sleep, but your mind is really active and thinking about all those things you're stressed out about. We call that rumination. There are some health conditions and additional, you know, things like breathing problems or in particular chronic pain can cause problems with sleep. And then you could have what we call an actual sleep disorder. And that's a medical condition that needs to be diagnosed and treated. And often they're not treated for certain patients.
What is a sleep disorder?
So really, a sleep disorder is any condition that keeps you from getting restful sleep. And there are a lot of them. You know, it's very normal for people to have trouble sleeping from time to time. But if it becomes a really consistent problem where night after night you're having difficulty either falling asleep or staying asleep, that may be a sleep disorder. And so the most common one that we see is called insomnia. And a lot of people know what insomnia is. They may not realize, though, insomnia could be that difficulty falling asleep. It may also be where you wake up in the middle of the night or maybe too early in the morning. That can also be insomnia. And then one of the other ones we see really frequently is something called sleep apnea. And sleep apnea is a medical condition that actually causes you to stop breathing while you're sleeping. And it could be a physical thing, like an obstruction or a blockage in your airway. Often it's either large tonsils or maybe a really large tongue that kind of stops you from getting air in. Or it could be more central, where your brain is not controlling your breathing correctly. And that lack of oxygen that occurs will trigger sort of your survival instinct, and it'll wake you up from sleep very abruptly.
Is that something you should talk to your doctor about, sleep problems?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something when you come in for your, you know, your PCP visit, you want to definitely bring this up with your doctor. Your doctor may check to see if those are related to a health condition you have, or, you know, they could even be a side effect of a certain medication you're taking for a different medical condition. And if we think you might have an actual sleep disorder, often we will refer you to get something called a sleep study. And what a sleep study is it's a test that we do overnight. It actually can be done in your home or it can be in a sleep center. And what it does is it monitors your brain activity, your oxygenation, your blood pressure, all those bodily functions while you're sleeping so that we can try to make a diagnosis.
Now let's take a break. More with Dr. B from People's Health when we come back about getting enough sleep. More than one in three Americans don't get enough sleep. There's a millennial that works for our company here in this building that started doing a morning show a couple of years ago. And they asked me, what's the trick to getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning? And I said, there is no trick. You're going to be tired for the rest of your life. 821 traffic now, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Dr. B, our friend Dr. Brent Wallace from People's Health, Chief Medical Officer at People's Health. We're talking about sleep, how important it is to get enough sleep. One in three Americans do not get enough. So, Doc, what happens if you don't get enough sleep?
Yeah, I mean, in the short term, it's going to make you feel tired. It may worsen your mood. You might even have trouble making certain decisions. But long term, it can cause a lot more complications, things like, you know, weakening your immune system and making you more susceptible to infection. It can increase your risk for depression and anxiety, and it can actually cause certain health conditions like high blood pressure.
Is it possible to change the way you sleep or improve it, or are you like you are?
No. You absolutely can make changes. The healthy steps won't actually fix sleep disorders. Those generally require medical treatment, but there are a lot of things you can do.
Well, what are some tips for better sleep?
The biggest thing is really consistency. So you want to try to go to sleep and wake up at the same time every day. And really that includes weekends as well, because that consistency will kind of train your body and your brain to feel tired when you need to feel tired and then ready to go in the morning. And then, like I mentioned before, don't set yourself up for failure. Don't drink caffeine or alcohol really late in the day, because that's going to cause problems. And a lot of people don't realize alcohol, even though it is a sedative, can actually cause you to wake up in the middle of the night and then have trouble falling back asleep.
So if you wake up, you should have another drink. I'm just kidding. What else can we do?
Yeah, I mean, really critical is having a good sleep environment, and a lot of people don't do this. You know, you want to make sure your room is quiet and dark and that it's at a comfortable temperature. A lot of people prefer a little cooler when they're sleeping. Some people use white noise machines to mask any of the sounds around you, house sounds or outside sounds. And then really, really critical is making sure you're putting down your smartphone, you know, at least 30 minutes before bed. Your phone is going to stimulate your brain to stay active, and that's going to actually prevent you from falling asleep. And a lot of people know there's a blue light that comes from those artificial screens, and that can actually make your body feel more awake. So you want to make sure you turn off your blue light. There's a filter usually on your phone, and then wind down with something like a book instead of television or a phone.
And if you do wake up during the night, what's a good way to fall back asleep?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few things you can do. We use this method called the 4-7-8 method, which is where you inhale through your nose for about 4 seconds, hold your breath for 7 seconds, and then you slowly exhale through your mouth for 8 seconds. And it's basically just a slow breathing technique to help relax you. You know, some people may want to put on a little soft music or that white noise that I mentioned. That can actually help you fall asleep as well.
What are some things you should not do?
Yeah, the most important thing is don't sit there watching the clock. That's just going to create more anxiety. It's going to make you feel frustrated and increase your stress, and then you're less likely to fall asleep. And a lot of people may wake up and then go grab their phone and start reading their phone, and that's going to trigger your brain to say, hey, it's morning, I'm awake. Really critical, though, is don't sit there and lie in bed. If you sit there for 20 minutes or longer, you're probably not going to fall asleep. Get up, you know, maybe get a glass of warm milk, do a relaxing activity, and then when you feel tired, try to go back to bed.
But any final advice, Doc, because it's such a, to me, a magical, ethereal thing when you fall asleep. If you start thinking about falling asleep, then you're screwed. It's not going to happen, right? It just kind of happens. So any final advice?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's really hard to change our routines for a lot of things, but sleep in particular. So this is developed over a lot of years. Make these small positive changes. And like I said, consistency is critical. Stick with them, and better sleep is going to make you feel much better every morning.
Very valuable information. Thank you, Dr. B. Sweet dreams.
Thanks, Tommy. Have a great weekend.
You too, sir. If you want to find out more about People's Health, you can go to peopleshealth.com. You can call them at 1-800-978-9765. You can visit the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets, right next to Party City in Metairie. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Taking a quick break now, WWL First News. 8:46, 14 to 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Senator Kirk Talbot, a businessman who is going to get ready to go into session, legislative session on Monday.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come on, Kirk.
I'm doing great. Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right. Thanks for taking the time with us. So let's talk about insurance.
Sure.
Governor Landry yesterday calling out Morris Bart, but to be honest, he did go hunting with Gordon McKernan, whatever the guy's name is, last week. So where there's a will, there's a way. But my question is there really a will to change the atmosphere in Louisiana, the legal atmosphere, litigious atmosphere when it comes to auto insurance rates?
I do. You know, if you look at the amount of bills that were filed and the different number of legislators that have filed them, including myself, it is seems like this thing really has taken on a life of its own. Everybody's focused on it. I'm glad the governor had that press conference. I'm glad that he's pushing legislation and really focusing on this. I believe Tim Temple's having our insurance commissioner's having a press conference at 10:30 to lay out his package and his view. So there are a lot of people focused on this. It is something that obviously we need to do. There's some really good bills out there. And Tommy, the bills that are filed are not new ideas or, you know, shots in the dark. It's looking at what other states have done. They all have better rates than we do because we're the highest. So these are ideas and things that are tried and true that we can look at and say, well, how did this affect y'all's market? How does this affect, you know, the bottom line, and how does it affect rates? So it really is, as the governor says, it's data driven, and that's what we're looking at. We're looking at what other states do, what they've learned from, how tort reform has affected their rates, and that's what you see with these bills.
And to be fair to the governor, you know, it's a good chance, even though he went hunting with Gordon McKernan, that doesn't mean anything. It's a good chance to show let me finish. It's a good chance to show that you can be friends with somebody. There's business and there's personal, right? So there's a way to take care of the state's business but still have a personal relationship. So I don't know that you necessarily have to read anything into that. The governor did, though, last year veto that collateral source proposal. Explain what that is, Kirk. He says it wouldn't have done anything to address the problem and took away the rights from those who are legitimately injured. Your thoughts on that collateral source bill?
Yeah, that was a bill, I think it was House Bill 213 by Representative Mellerton from Shreveport. So we have a really unique, convoluted system. So when a person gets injured and they use their insurance, there's a billed amount, and your listeners have probably seen this in medical bills they've had. You have the billed amount, which is usually very high compared to at the end of the statement, which is what you owe, right? Mm-hmm. It might say $10,000, and then you have the in-network discounts, the write-offs, the blah, blah, blah. And at the end, it could be as low as, let's say, $2,000. A lot of states, this sounds more common sense than it should, only let you recover what you actually paid. So a lot of states like Arkansas and Texas, if your bill was $2,000, then you get $2,000 back. Some states let you recover up to the billed amount, which is kind of a fictitious amount because no one is responsible for that $10,000. That's just the billed amount where the starting point. What we do in Louisiana is they take the billed amount and they subtract the paid amount, and whatever that difference is, in this case, $10,000 minus $2,000, $8,000, you can recover, I think it's up to 60% of that difference. What Mellerin's bill did was shrink that dollar amount and allow the billed amount and the paid amount to be admissible in court, because right now that is not admissible in court. From what I understand, I'm not an attorney, but from what I understand, only that billed amount is what the jury and the judge sees. So when they're calculating future medical expenses and the amount of money they want to give to the plaintiff, they're using a dollar amount that's artificially inflated. So that bill got vetoed, and the governor just thought that was the right thing for him to do, and that's certainly his prerogative.
Do you think it would have helped?
It might have helped a little bit. Brian Glorioso from Slidell has a bill out right now that takes away that formula. Said, look, if you can make the argument in front of the jury and the judge that you can collect up to that billed amount, go for it. But we want everything admissible, all the medical bills, so the judge and the jury can make an accurate determination on what to award that plaintiff. And what complicates things, Tommy, is more and more there are plaintiffs who get injured that are not using their insurance. So they're going to medical clinics or surgery centers or or paying cash at hospitals. And in some cases, not all, there are bills that are being submitted that are 300-500% higher than what's quote unquote usual and customary. And Brian Glorioso's bill, and I have a bill that does the same thing, allows testimony to whether that bill is reasonable. And I think that's a reasonable thing. And a lot of states do that. Florida, Texas, Georgia, they all do that.
Yeah, let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up there. We come back. We'll talk about no pay, no play, and also about what adopting a Texas model would look like. 852 traffic now, WWL. Eight fifty-seven, 3 till 9. Couple of minutes left with Kirk Talbot, a senator, talking about Louisiana and automobile insurance, and the governor saying if we adopt a Texas model, then I believe we will reach a fair and balanced approach. So, Kirk, I don't know the specifics, and it can be very complicated, but when it comes to the Texas model, what are they doing that we aren't doing, and how hard is it going to be to adopt that model? Who's going to have to be on board and vote for what?
Well, it's a little more complicated than just adopting their model. They have a different civil code that we have, but I think what the governor's talking about is, first, if someone uses their insurance, they can recover what the actual bill was, not that inflated billed amount. Then on the other side, if you choose not to use your insurance, things are admissible on whether what that insurance would have paid if you did use your insurance, and you can provide testimony to contest whether a bill that is used out of network is reasonable and customary. So it is a little different. We're looking at that now. They also have modified comparative fault. We have comparative fault, and that's a whole different discussion there. But there's four or five things that are done differently there, which I think we can do here. You know, I think that's definitely something. I mean, they have a $0 jury trial threshold. I believe ours is $10,000. So there's things we can do, and we are feverishly looking at that, I assure you.
So let me ask you about civil code, and I don't want to get too far into the weeds on this, but again, having played golf for money, I can tell you that the weeds where most of the cheating happens. How do you change the civil code, Kirk, to make maybe that be a portion of fixing the insurance problem in Louisiana?
I mean, we have staff that can – I mean, we pull bills and ideas from other states all the time. So we have staff that can mold that and massage that into our code and make the words fit and make everything, you know, fit and make sense. So it's done all the time, Tom. It's done every year. So it's possible. It may not be a pure switch over to the Texas model, but we can certainly get – almost all the way there.
Scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you that you and me and anybody else, because you pay them too, anybody else in Louisiana is going to see a significant decrease in our own insurance rates?
Look, I pay them too, and I might get rear-ended today, so I don't want to do anything to run, you know, to hurt my chances of recovering, you know, my expenses if I get hurt. But I think there's definitely a better than average chance that something's going to get done. The desire's there. You know, I'd say it's more than I've seen in my years in the legislature.
All right, we'll talk again.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.